Apparently, Compton Locker Room Chat continues here on KNZA 103.9 FM. It's brought to you by First State Bank, and we continue on talking Cause basketball. And we're joined now by boys head coach, that is Matt Simmons. Coach, let's talk about what we have seen here in the last week. A close loss to 3A number 2 Sabetha on Friday. You got the midseason tournament going this week at Valley Falls. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But let's go back to that game against Sabetha on Friday. It was a great atmosphere. It was at your gymnasium, two of the best players, I think, Cameron Kniper and Matt Garber of Sabetha, kind of dueling it out towards the end of that game. There just seemed to be so many ebbs and flows, and it was just such, I think, a good high school basketball game that had a little bit of everything. Ultimately, Sabetha does hold on and get the win by three, but, man, that one just was a lot of fun to watch, and two really good teams going at it.
Yeah, I think sometimes you just got to enjoy, you know, a great game like that. You want to win every game. There's no moral victories, but you can still be proud. And I told our guys that. I said, you have to walk out of here with your head held high, because that's one of the best performances that we've had, if not the best this year. And it just wasn't quite enough. You know, they ended up just hitting one more shot than us. And yeah, Matt Garber was outstanding. You can put all you want on the scouting report. You can go out and try, but if he's hitting shots, there's not much you can do. And he was. He was really good. I thought we really battled inside. I thought we stuck to the game plan. We mixed it up defensively quite a bit. We changed up a little offense, ran some ball screen stuff. So just after a day of practice, I thought we executed that really well. Man, our guys just really, really wanted that game. It was big. Our crowd was phenomenal. And it just came down to, you know, just an outstanding game with both teams playing really hard and going back and forth. And, you know, we just came up a little short.
Sabetha gets the win again, 62-59. Do you feel like your team might have, I wouldn't say like take out frustration, but your team wanted it. There's no question about that. But you get the midseason tournament going this week at Valley Falls, and you get the Dragons. And, you know, after losing a tough one like that to a team like that, did you feel like your team kind of took it to Valley a little bit with a little bit of extra oomph on Tuesday night?
Yeah, I think that you can find motivation in different ways. And, you know, if you're a competitor, and you want to win, and you put all this work in, and when you come up short, you know, it should frustrate you because you've put in so much work and you played so hard. And so, yeah, I would say that our players were fired up and excited, you know, to go to this tournament because, you know, we're playing for something this week. You're playing for a tournament championship, playing Valley Falls on their floor on a Tuesday night. It's almost a road game, even though it's a tournament. And so we came in fired up and excited, and we really wanted to get back to winning after last week. And, you know, we knew we had to respect Valley Falls. They beat us in the championship game of this tournament last year by three. And so we kind of had a little bad taste in our mouth from that. And I thought we had everyone step up. I mean, we really filled the stat sheet. We shared the ball extremely well after halftime. We talked about it at half. We had some guys that wanted to do it on their own. And then coming out of halftime, we just had an amazing third quarter. It was all because we shared the ball really well. We made the extra pass and did really well on the boards and on defense. So turned out to be a really good win for us the first round of the tournament.
Went over the Dragons 63-43, now 7-3 overall. You get Rossville tonight, and a win will put you in the championship of that tournament on Saturday night, the opponent to be determined with games on Friday still. But what do you know about Rossville? What can you tell us about this potential matchup tonight?
Well, we know they're in a really good league. You know, the Mideast is similar to the Big Seven. A lot of just really talented teams, a lot of really good coaches. So they're battle-tested. I saw earlier in the year they played Bishop Ward really close, who's at the top of our sub-state right now. So it's not going to be easy. Coached well, share the ball well. They have some guard play that they can really handle it and shoot it and get by you and make plays. So we're going to have to use our size to our advantage. We're going to have to stick to the game plan. We're going to have to share the ball well again. They play a really, really high, active zone defense that can kind of give you some fits if you don't share the ball, if you don't get it into the right spots. So we just have to have our mentality of go in and stick to what we do best and then continue to rely on our defense.
Good stuff to start the Valley Falls midseason tournament. Perry LeCompton beating the Dragons 63-43. A win tonight over Rossville will put them in the championship game on Saturday night with those times and teams, I should say, still kind of to be determined. But that's Matt Simmons, as always, Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach, joining us each and every week. We appreciate it very much. Good luck tonight against Rossville and the rest of this tournament. We will talk to you next week.
Thank you.